KFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Hey, we're the Wilderness. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Grab the lick.
Nice.
We're keeping that in.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru.
Champé. And you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champé. Bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World service bulletin. All corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to the Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing.
Dogely, it's time for Global Agogo. Music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. Dan, welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard today. I was getting ready for bed on Thursday night when I saw the news that Chris Fiumu had passed away in his sleep at home in Wellington, New Zealand the day before. I was stunned to hear that. Moo is what everybody called him. He was the founder and band leader of Fat Freddy's Drop, which, in my opinion, is one of the best bands in the world in any genre. So this is just a great loss to the music world, as it is to Moo's family and friends and colleagues. So I've put together a little tribute to Moo, and that's what you're going to be hearing today on the second hour of the program. It's a selection of just a few of my many favorite Fat Freddy's tracks. It shows the range and the depth of their catalog, and I think you'll get a feel for how unique and well-rounded and entirely unclassifiable this band is. Now, in the first hour, I've got a brand new reissue of Orchestra Polyrhythmo from Benin, a killer Afrobeat session that they recorded in 1977 with the Malian horn player Tijani Kone. I also have some more of that superb new album by Madalitso Band from Malawi, playing banjo music, as they call it, and a new album from another artist who's also playing that style of music. His name is Gaspar Nali. And we're going to get started today with something else that's brand new. In fact, it won't be released for another 2 weeks, but we do have it here at WRIR now. And it's the new single from a band that appeared here in Richmond at the Get Tight Lounge in June, Orchestra Tout Puissant Marcel Duchamp. The A-side of this single is a collaboration with the indie rock band Francoise and the Atlas Mountains, and it's called Revenant du Nord. So we're going to get started with that. We'll give it a spin right here first thing in the show. And I hope you enjoy the journey with me today on Global Agogo.
Show you the way to go. late 90s in Richmond, Virginia.
We were in this radio wasteland.
There were no corporate-sponsored art walks.
The current control of radio is too concentrated for a healthy democratic society.
No city-sanctioned murals.
I drove home and I said to my mom, "Mom, I'm going to change the world through radio."
And no WRIR. Yet. Stay tuned throughout 2025 as we drop new episodes of The Means of Production, an all-new audio documentary series celebrating the media activists and radio rebels and just everyday Richmond people who shaped your community radio station.
The only reason this exists is sheer will.
First Fridays, 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei fazer de puro aço curioso um punhal para matar o meu amor e matei às 5 horas na Avenida Central. Mas as pessoas solar. As folhas sabem procurar pelo sol e as raízes procurar. Mas as pessoas na sala de jantar, essas pessoas na sala de jantar, são as pessoas da sala de jantar. Mas as pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer.
Nem pensei se era incêndio. Caiu.
There's some not so easy listening music from Brazil getting us started this week here on Global Agogo. That was Bugarins from Goiânia in central Brazil from their 2013 debut album As Plantas Que Curam, or Plants That Cure. And the song was called Lucy Fernandez. Definitely has a Velvet Underground vibe to it, and also, at least right at the beginning of the song, it almost directly quotes from I Can See for Miles by The Who. And the track before it also really had that Velvet Underground kind of vibe, too. That band is called Orua. So it's O-R-U-A with a tilde over the A. I'm probably not pronouncing that so correct, but close. And you heard the first single from their forthcoming album, Slacker. The song was called Deus Dará, or God Will Provide. That album will be out in the fall. The single is out right now. And this band, Orua, two of the members of this band played in one of the many editions of the American indie rock band Built to Spill. And the single and the album are going to be on Calvin Johnson's K Records label out of Olympia, Washington. So this band's getting some traction in the American indie rock world, which is interesting. And I'm hoping that they will make it to the U.S., to tour when this album comes out. Really interesting sounding band, Orua from Brazil. Before that was the band that had been the model for noisy Brazilian rock bands for a couple of generations now. Os Mutantes, and we heard their classic song Panis e Circenses, or Bread and Circuses in Latin, not in Portuguese, from their 1968 self-titled album, with all of those Sgt. Pepper's sound effects from directly from that period. And then we started the set and the program with Orchestre Tout Puissant Marcel Duchamp. And their brand new single, which is a collaboration with Françoise and the Atlas Mountains, the A-side, that is, it was, and the song that you heard was called Revenal du Nord. The B-side is also a collaboration, and this one with the British folk singer Joe Burke. The song is called Silence. And that single is going to be released on August 1st by Le Disque Bongo Joe out of Geneva, Switzerland, which is also the hometown of Orchestre Tout Puissant Marcel Duchamp. I hope you got to see them when they played here in Richmond. They were outstanding. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call if you like at 804-649-9737. You can leave me a comment on my post at WRIR.org. You can follow me on Instagram at Global Agogo Radio, or you can drop me a line during or after the show via email at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And let's jump right back into the music here on Global Agogo. We're going to move over to Southern Africa for the next three songs. And here's one from way back in 1958 by Kippie Moeketsi and the Morabi Kings. This is called Golikwela, right here on Global Agogo. And there's new music from Madalitso Band, a duo from Malawi in southern Africa who've been playing together for over 20 years. They originally started out as buskers in Malawi's capital city of Lilongwe, and their big break came in 2017, which was an invitation to play at the Sauti za Busara Music Festival in Zanzibar, where they wowed the audience, and they've been on the road basically ever since, except for that pandemic thing. And their third international record is called Magitala. It was just released on June 13th. And from that album, you heard the song Chemwa by Madalitso Band, who are somewhere in Europe right now on their never-ending tour. They've been to the U.S., I think, twice. And another band in the category of, I would love to get them to play Richmond the next time that they're in the States. And the style of music that they're playing is known in Malawi as banjo music. No banjo is actually involved, but it does involve this homemade bass instrument that if you squint, might remind you of a banjo in a certain sense, but it really is kind of like a bass guitar, homemade bass guitar. It's called Babatoni. And it's about 3 meters long, and it has one string, and it's a metal string. And you play it by hitting the string with a stick, and then you fret it with a slide, like an empty bottle. And Madalitso Band uses one. And then before Madalitso Band, you heard another artist who makes banjo music with a babatoni. His name is Gaspar Nali. And an album of his music was just released in May by Spare Dog Records, which is a label based in Malawi. The album is called Chule Chule Iwe. And we heard the song Kuchokera Lobaduila from Gaspar Nali. I like this album. It's really cool. I'm going to play more stuff from it in future weeks. And then we started out with some Kwela music from South Africa, which is kind of a predecessor to Malawi's banjo music style. I'm sure you could hear the similarities in that song that I played, although instrumentation very different. We heard a classic from 1958 called Goli Kwela by Kippi Moketsi and the Marabi Kings. Moketsi, one of the great saxophone players ever produced by South Africa. And he's playing alto saxophone on that track, but he's playing a part that in the old days would have been played on the penny whistle. Again, released in 1958 on USA Records as a 78. And they kept making 78s in South Africa for quite a while. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Don't forget, you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com or WRIR.org. And we'll get right back into the music in just a moment, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Did you know that only about one woman in 10 that develops breast cancer has a family genetic history of the condition? And while breast cancer is much less common in men, only one in five male patients has a family history. A growing body of scientific evidence links toxic chemicals in our everyday environment to high rates of breast cancer. Breast Cancer Prevention Partners works to eliminate preventable causes and to stop the disease before it starts. To learn some simple ways you can reduce your risk, you can visit Breast Cancer Prevention Partners at bcpp.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And now we're going to finish out the first hour today with a long Afrobeat jam from 1977 that was just released by Acid Jazz Records on Friday. And for the last several years, they've been reissuing the recordings that Orchestra Polyrhythmo of Benin made for the Alberica Store record label. And this latest one, the one that just came out on Friday, this is one of the best in the whole series, I think. It's Polyrhythmo backing up Malian horn player Tijani Kone. He plays both saxophone and trumpet. And let's hear them dig into this Afrobeat groove. This is called Janfa Manyi, taking us all the way to the top of the hour right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. Thank you.
give you